Who's doing him?
I have Bruce.
Yeah, well, everybody knows.
Well, I got three today, so. Johnson's as well.
Is Brittenhouse, you want me to take that early out one today?
That's okay. I don't mind.
Well, if you want another one, I will.
Mr. Rudisil?
Yes.
Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Matthew David Rudisil, 261245.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. And this is concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on May 25th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember?
On May 25th, I think so.
It was the form that notified you the hearing would be held today.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today, sir?
No, I didn't hire an attorney. I'm representing myself.
Okay, that's fine. The attorney's optional, but it's your right. The members of the board who are conducting the hearing today are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel lead for this hearing. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Turner, who's with the Department of Corrections. He's a CCO, Community Corrections Officer, and he will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today.
Okay.
So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Rudisil and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Rudisil, thank you. Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. The hearing will be conducted in two phases, Mr. Rudisil, with phase one to determine if you violated your terms and conditions, and phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Rudisil, I'm going to read this allegation to you. This will be phase one, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. Okay, sir? So,
phase one.
Here it is. It's that you were in violation of condition 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report on December 18, 2017, to the Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, following your discharge on December 16, 2017, from Vivre Halfway House located at 2501 West Elm in Phoenix. Mr. Rudisil, is this true or false?
Yes, sir, that's true.
That's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Rudisil's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and had lapsed or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second. Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay. Seconded. Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay. Mr. Rudisil, we'll start phase two of your hearing. And before we get too far into that, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information. So just stay on the line, and we'll be back to ask you some questions in just a minute.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Mr. Turner?
Mr. Rudisil was released from ADC custody on 10-23-2017 and arrested on 5-8-2018 by Goodyear PD. No new charges noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 5-8-2018 with an adjusted CSED of 10-10-2018 with 141 abscondes. Current conviction is dangerous drug violation, 2 years and 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, aggravated assault, 3 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2013, TIS release, absconded for 39 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is minimum. Other arrest, 2007, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2009, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2014, assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Also in 2014, disorderly conduct, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Has a GB score of G2-V3.
Thank you, sir. G2-V3, you say. Okay. Mr. Rudisil, it looks like you were released to go to Vivre on October 23rd. You were going to go over to V-Bay. But you went there, it looks like, till December 15th?
Yes, sir, that's right.
And then that day, you didn't go back. What happened?
I went out to work, and a guy tried to attack me at work, and I got real nervous, and I was so upset at that I didn't want to return back to the halfway house or do the parole. I was just upset, and I just took off, and I stayed homeless, and I was just trying to survive that time, you know. I was just trying to survive. And basically, what happened is this guy tried to attack me at work. He got arguing with me or something. He was trying to tell me what to do, and he just made me real upset, and I got real nervous. I didn't know what to do, and I left work. And
where were you working, sir? Where was that?
That was at the Bethany Auto Spa.
Bethany Auto Spa.
Yes, sir. That's a car wash.
Uh huh. So the guy just attacked you for no reason? What started it?
Well, he said that he was trying to tell me a way to do my job, the way that I was supposed to do my job. And I told him, well, you know, I'm doing just fine. And he wouldn't leave me alone. He just kept on pestering me while I was working. I got upset and said, hey, man, can you leave me alone? And then he wanted to attack me, you know, he wanted to fight me.
Did he physically hit you or hurt you?
No, he didn't hit me. I avoided the conversation. I thought, no, I didn't want to fight, because he was, you know, telling me he wanted to fight. And
well, it was very smart of you to avoid it, because that's always the best choice there.
Let's see.
It looks like you've only been in prison two times, but you've got a lot of assaults in your background. What, do you have trouble with your anger? What causes these assaults, sir?
They're having to do with drinking. They're just a couple of mistakes on my part. Like, you know, maybe I'll touch somebody and maybe just to touch them and touch the injury. You know, I didn't really actually hit anybody. In the law, if you just like push somebody or even like just barely even touch them, that's assault.
Right.
That's what happened on them.
Okay. You said that it happened a lot when you were drinking?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a problem when I was drinking, and people would call the cops on me or start an argument with me or something like that. It wasn't my fault. Definitely under drinking, and definitely because of drinking, I made a bad decision.
Mr. Rudisil, were you drinking the day it happened at the Bethany Auto Spa?
No, I wasn't.
You were not drinking, okay. And did you drink while you were out on community supervision?
While I was actually doing good is when I was running.
So from October 23rd to the 15th?
I had a couple instances where I drank, but I learned my lesson, you know. I don't want to drink anymore.
Okay. And did you use any drugs at all, sir?
No, I didn't use any drugs.
Did you ever use drugs?
Have I ever used drugs?
Yeah.
In my whole life?
Yeah, your whole life.
Oh, yeah, I've used drugs. I got arrested for a dangerous drug charge. I found some pills on the side of the road. It was called a Lavapam. And I took one. And I had no idea it was a dangerous drug. I never picked them up. I thought it was just, you know, like a cold pill or something.
Oh. Why did you take it? Why did you think that was a good idea?
Because I was crying at that time. I was so upset. I couldn't find a job. I was walking up and down the road crying.
Okay.
And I found them. And I was like, well, hey, maybe this made me feel better. Because I was an addict, you know. I wanted to do something to make me feel better. And I took one and made me feel better, so I kept them in my pocket.
Okay, Mr. Russo, why did you not get in touch with your parole officer when you got assaulted at the car wash?
I figured because I drink and then I didn't go back to the halfway house, that I was pretty much going to be arrested anyway.
Okay.
What
were you doing when the Goodyear PD picked you up? What were you doing?
What was I doing when you picked me up? I was walking down the road.
Okay. So they just stopped you and you were just doing nothing but walking down the street?
Yeah, they knew who they were looking for, and they stopped me, yeah.
Oh, okay, so they knew you. These officers knew you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions? No, Mr. Russo, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, so would you like to make a final statement without repeating anything that you've already told us?
Yes, sir. I'm just out for a second chance on parole. I messed up. This guy at work, he tried to attack me, and I just didn't know what to do. I got so nervous. I messed up, and I'm asking you for a second chance, please.
All right, Mr. Rudisill, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion and make a determination. So if you just, we ask you to just stay on the phone, listen to the discussion, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Yes, sir.
All right, sir, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Rudisill is an individual who absconded for 141 days after some kind of a scuffle or altercation at his job. He admits that he has drank alcohol a couple times while in community supervision, and he also has a period of absconding from a prior term of community supervision. Just based on these things, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for continued community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members. And seeing no other comments, I'm going to make a motion based on information number 2018W0633. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Rudisill was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 141 days.
Second.
Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. White, agreed by Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, back to you, Mr. Rudisill. You heard the discussion. The board is voting to revoke your community supervision, and we're showing a release date right now for you of October 10th of 2018. And after that point, you won't have a parole officer. You will have completed your term, and you won't have to worry about having to report into anyone, sir. So
okay.
We wish you the best. Thank you so much for participating in your hearing today. And
okay,
your hearing's concluded if you just give the phone back to your CO3.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.